AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Still no motive in the deadly shooting that left 14 people dead and 21 wounded at a social services center in San Bernardino, California. President Obama said today the FBI is still searching for a motive.
It is possible that this was terrorist related, but we don't know. It's also possible that this was workplace related.
Campaigning tonight in Dover, New Hampshire, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said she believes the attack was an act of terrorism.
We will learn more about what went on and who these people were and what their motivations were. But it's becoming clearer that we are dealing with an act of terrorism.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told a GOP Jewish coalition tonight in Washington he's worried that the attack may be an act of what he calls radical Islamic terrorism.
When I heard about it, I figured maybe not, but it turns out probably was related. Radical Islamic terrorism. And I'll tell you what, we have a president that refuses to use the term.
Investigators say the couple responsible for yesterday's attack was well prepared.
San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burguan says Saeed Farouk and his wife had thousands of bullets.
On their person, on their body, and in the vehicle, they had over 1,400 .223 caliber rounds.
And more weapons were found at the Farouk home.
There were 12 pipe bomb type devices found in that house or in the garage to that house.
Burguan says the couple left behind at the scene three rigged together pipe bombs with a remote control device that apparently malfunctioned. I'm Ed Donahue.
Neighbors say they saw activity at the home from time to time. This is AP Radio News. Senate Republicans have achieved a long-held goal. They have pushed through a bill tonight repealing the president's health care law.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the president's law is defined by failure, with Senator John McCain ticking off some of the reasons Republicans view it that way.
Rising premiums, increased health care costs, and reduced access to doctors and hospitals.
Democrats led by Harry Reid have a different view.
The Affordable Care Act expands coverage and cuts costs.
The bill also blocks federal funding for Planned Parenthood for a year. Long before the vote, the White House promised a veto, saying the measure would take away critical benefits and health care coverage. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Congress has overwhelmingly backed a five-year bill tonight that boosts highway spending. This assures that states will get the aid they need. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.